With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Facing a midnight Friday deadline, Senate Republicans hope today's the day they'll pass a bill to avoid a government shutdown, but they'll need some Democrat votes to do it.
Senator Marsha Blackburn says Democrat leader Charles Schumer is fighting against the continuing resolution because he would prefer a government shutdown.
He feels like it would hurt President Trump and it would hurt the Republicans.
But Blackburn says gone are the days when a shutdown was automatically blamed on the Republicans.
The American people agree with the steps that we're taking.
Blackburn tells the Salem Radio Network she expects enough Democrat support to pass the CR and keep the government up and running. Bob Agner reporting.
Amid concern that environmental regulations are strangling energy development and the economy overall, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin taking action.
The Environmental Protection Agency is initiating 31 historic actions to fulfill President Trump's promise to unleash American energy, revitalize our auto industry, restore the rule of law, and give power back to the states.
Zeldin says these historic actions will roll back trillions in regulatory costs and hidden taxes on U.S. families. Also at SRNNews.com, Russia's defense ministry claims that its forces have driven the Ukrainian army out of the biggest town in Russia's Kursk border region. This development comes as the U.S. awaits the Kremlin's response to a proposed 30-day ceasefire in the three-year war. It's a truce that Ukraine has endorsed. Russia says it needs more information before deciding what to do. Secretary of State Rubio has arrived in Canada. It's a two-day G7 meeting. Tariffs expected to be high on the agenda at that session. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures up 32 points, NASDAQ futures 7 points higher. This is SRN News. J.P. Morgan Chase changing its ways.
The giant bank, under pressure from customers and activist groups, has agreed not to close anyone's account because of their religious or political beliefs. The practice is called debanking, and Chase has done it to several Christian ministries and conservative organizations in recent years. The bank says it will issue new guidelines this summer that forbid, quote, discrimination based on religion, religious affiliation, religious views, or political affiliations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Louisiana woman has pleaded not guilty to a felony after allegedly getting abortion pills from a New York doctor and giving them to her teen daughter to terminate her pregnancy. In January, a West Baton Rouge grand jury unanimously issued an indictment against the woman and New York-based Dr. Margaret Carpenter for criminal abortion by means of abortion pills. The woman's arraignment is part of a cross-state legal battle in the case. This is SRN News. The death of a Hollywood legend prompts a campaign to raise awareness of and spread information about Alzheimer's disease.
New Mexico has paired up with the Alzheimer's Association in a pilot U.S. initiative aimed at raising awareness about a disease that affects several million people in the country. The relationship with a nonprofit group has been a year in the making. It was unveiled Wednesday, days after authorities confirmed that actor Gene Hackman died at his Santa Fe home of heart disease with complications from Alzheimer's. Experts believe that because of Alzheimer's, he was unable to seek help after his wife died from a rare rodent-borne disease. The Alzheimer's Association is hoping the campaign will expand to other states. I'm Lisa Adams-Wagner.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture planning to spend $100 million to study bird flu and consider vaccines and other strategies to combat the disease. More details at SRNNews.com.